So it is said that at one level everyone is a devotee, and then we are also told that don't associate non-devotees. So if everyone is a devotee, what does it mean to say that don't associate with non-devotees? So actually, the word devotee has multiple meanings, which are like concentric circles of expanding radii. So at one level, a devotee means a pure devotee, where one who has no desire other than the desire to love and serve and please Krishna. If you could consider these various definitions like a pyramid. At a normal functional level, devotee is, we use devotee to refer to one who is practicing sadhana bhakti. They're following some principles and doing some sadhana. That is a devotee. At a potential and a universal level, every soul has the inclination to love and serve. That is the innate longing of the soul. And that can be directed towards Krishna. And even now, whatever those souls are attracted to, they are actually manifestations of Krishna. Now, some people are fans of a big cricketer. That cricketer, the ability of that cricketer is coming from Krishna. So, yad yad vibhuti matsattvam shrimad urjitameva tattadevavagachattvam mama tejo amsha sambhava. Everything attractive about everyone, their attractiveness comes from Krishna. So, even now they are attracted to Krishna, but they don't know they are attracted to Krishna. They are attracted to a fragmental manifestation of Krishna. So, that can give them a little pleasure, but that cannot give them lasting satisfaction. So, in a sense, everybody is a devotee. But when it is said, don't associate with non-devotees, what it means is that our attraction towards Krishna, that will be nourished by certain association and that will be weakened by certain association. So, if we associate with non-devotees, in the sense that those who are not actively trying to become directly attracted to Krishna, then they may be attracted to money, they may be attracted to power, they may be attracted to so many things in this world. And by associating with them, we will also develop attractions to those things. And then our time, our thoughts, our desires, they will go in those directions. And they will not be able to focus on Krishna. So, we should associate with devotees primarily because that is favorable for our bhakti. Association with devotees increases our attraction towards Krishna. And in principle, we should not be judgmental and look down upon anyone. We should not tell non-devotees, you are a non-devotee, so I can't associate with you. It's not like that. So, the important thing is that we should be always cordial to everyone. But association means in terms of heart-to-heart discussions. Association, the essence of association is a transfer of desires. When we associate with a great devotee, and that devotee has a desire to share Krishna's message, to love Krishna, to serve Krishna. And by associating with them, we also get that desire. So the essence of association is transfer of desires. So if we are a job, for our profession, for living in this world, we have to associate with non-devotees, that is fine. But we should be guarded so that their desires don't come to us. So if we can do that, and potentially we recognize that they're also devotees, then somehow I can also get them connected with Krishna. Then they are getting elevated. Then rather than their desires coming to us, we share our desires with them. And that is auspicious. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhupada. Can you please explain?